Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, True Stories of Near-Death Experiences. Heaven is Our Real Home by Rachel Hopkins is a religion and spirituality book built around firsthand testimony. It presents a collection of near-death experience accounts from people who believe they briefly crossed the boundary between physical life and an afterlife reality. The book's purpose is not to offer a medical or laboratory analysis of the phenomenon, but to let experiencers describe what they felt and perceived, especially scenes understood as heaven. Across these narratives, the emphasis falls on leaving the body, entering a realm experienced as more real than ordinary life, and encountering a profound sense of unconditional love, peace, and welcome. A recurring claim is that this realm feels like home, a place of belonging rather than strangeness. By assembling multiple accounts, Hopkins aims to reassure readers who fear death, to offer hope of reunion and continued existence, and to invite reflection on spiritual questions that often surface around loss, grief, and the meaning of life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, firsthand testimony as the book's organizing principle. The book is structured around personal accounts rather than a single argument developed through theology or scientific debate. That choice matters because it places the reader's attention on lived experience, the moment-by-moment impressions of people who believe they came close to death and returned. In this approach, credibility is pursued through accumulation and consistency. Multiple narrators describe similar patterns, such as a sense of separation from the body, transition into another environment, and a change in perspective about life and death. The stories are presented as true accounts, and the emotional tone is often central to their impact, not only what is seen, but what is felt. Because these are testimonies, they also naturally vary in detail and emphasis, reflecting differences in personality, background, and interpretation. For the reader, the value is not the promise of proof, but the opportunity to listen to repeated human reports about a subject that is usually inaccessible. The collection format also makes the book approachable, since each account can be read on its own while still supporting the overall message about an afterlife understood as heaven. Secondly, heaven depicted as a place of belonging and reality. A defining theme in the book is the portrayal of heaven as real and tangible to those who report visiting it. The narratives highlight an experience of familiarity, described as home, where the individual senses they truly belong. This is an important nuance rather than presenting heaven primarily as an abstract reward. The stories frame it as an environment of welcome and recognition. The accounts commonly stress that the experience exceeds ordinary language, yet they still try to convey clarity, vividness, and a sense of heightened reality. Readers are invited to consider the idea that consciousness may continue and that the afterlife is not a vague concept but an encountered place. The depiction is generally comforting, focusing on safety, peace, and joy rather than fear. This emphasis positions the book within a hopeful strand of near-death literature, where the central takeaway is reassurance about what may follow death. By repeatedly returning to the idea of heaven as home, the collection aims to soften existential dread and replace it with a sense of orientation toward a larger spiritual reality. Thirdly, leaving the body and crossing a boundary, many near-death narratives are organized around a transition, and this book highlights the pattern of feeling separated from the physical body. In these accounts, the self is experienced as continuing, even when the body is perceived as inert or distant. This moment functions as a threshold. The experiencer interprets it as evidence that identity is not limited to biology. The stories often describe being taken or guided rather than moving purely by personal effort, reinforcing a sense that the transition is part of a larger order. While details differ between individuals, the repeated emphasis is on continuity of awareness, the ability to perceive or understand in a new way, and the impression that ordinary physical constraints no longer apply. For readers, this theme raises foundational questions about mind, soul, and what death means. It also reframes dying as a passage rather than an annihilation, which can be psychologically significant for people coping with mortality or grief. The book treats these experiences primarily as spiritual events, emphasizing their meaning to the person who lived them. Fourthly, unconditional love, peace, and forgiveness is core emotional content. Across the collection, the most prominent through line is not a complex map of the afterlife, but an emotional and moral atmosphere. Experiencers frequently describe overwhelming love, deep peace, joy, and a sense of complete acceptance. Forgiveness is often part of this emotional landscape, presented as something the individual receives and sometimes learns to extend. In the book's framing, these feelings are not minor features but central evidence of the nature of heaven and of the spiritual reality encountered. This makes the book less about sensational imagery and more about transformation, because such emotions are portrayed as life-changing. Readers may recognize a pastoral function here. The stories provide comfort to those burdened by fear, guilt, or unresolved loss. the emphasis on love and forgiveness also implicitly suggests an ethic for living, encouraging compassion, reconciliation, and reduced fixation on worldly anxieties. Importantly, the book relies on personal descriptions rather than doctrinal instruction, allowing readers from different backgrounds to engage with the accounts as testimony of an encounter with benevolence rather than as a strict theological system. Big questions prompted by near-death stories, the book also connects near-death experiences to questions that naturally follow from them: what happens when we die, whether heaven and hell exist, whether reincarnation is real, and whether communication is possible across the boundary of death. Rather than positioning itself as a definitive answer key, the collection uses testimony to keep these questions in view and to suggest that something continues beyond physical life. The stories become a lens through which readers can reconsider meaning and purpose, especially in moments when ordinary explanations feel insufficient. Because the emphasis is on personal accounts, the book does not require readers to accept a single philosophical framework, but it does encourage serious reflection about spiritual reality and moral priorities. In practical terms, this can shift attention toward relationships, inner life, and hope in the face of mortality. The book fits within a wider genre of NDE literature that is often read alongside religious belief, grief processing, and spiritual seeking. Its contribution is the way it gathers multiple accounts that revolve around heaven as a hopeful destination and a felt reality. In conclusion, True Stories of Near-Death Experiences, Heaven is Our Real Home is best suited to readers who want encouragement and contemplation rather than clinical skepticism. People exploring spirituality, wrestling with fear of death, or grieving a loved one may find the book's accounts especially comforting, since the dominant message is that life continues and that the afterlife is characterized by love, peace, and a sense of belonging. The practical benefit is emotional and existential repeated testimony can help readers articulate hope, reduce anxiety about dying, and reconsider priorities in daily life. Intellectually, the collection offers a way to compare recurring motifs across multiple narratives, such as leaving the body, entering a realm understood as heaven, and returning with a changed outlook. But you asked, Jew, what helps the book stand out in its category is its tight focus on heaven as home and on the transformative emotions reported by experiencers, rather than on argumentation or technical theorizing. Compared with more research-driven NDE titles, it positions itself as a direct listening experience, letting personal stories do the persuasive work. Readers seeking proof or extensive analysis may want additional sources, but those seeking meaning and reassurance will likely value its testimonial approach. If you would like to support Rachel Hopkins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.